RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is what upsets me about Josh Allen. You might have a lot of opinions about me and the show and think I'm too hard on people or too negative, and everybody is entitled to their own opinion. One thing I try to be consistent about is I'm always going to hold the highest paid players and the best players to a high standard because that's the job. It's not about getting on Leo Chenault. No, Patrick Mahomes needs to play better. Travis Kelce needs to play better. And what frustrates me in our commentary is I think we as a football society are really hard on quarterbacks. We put all of the weight on whether you win or lose on that one individual player. You can go out and throw for 300 yards. Your defense gives up 40 points. You make one mistake. Oh, you lost. You're a bum. We do this with every single quarterback. I don't know why we don't do that with Josh Allen. Josh Allen, to me, got more credit for losing to Patrick Mahomes than some guys who have beaten Patrick Mahomes in these spots. It was almost like losing boosted his cachet in some ways. And ever since then, all we've done is make excuse after excuse after excuse for Josh Allen. Did you guys know that Josh Allen hasn't thrown a touchdown pass in these last 2 weeks? Did you know that Josh Allen has 492 passing yards in those two games? Do you know that he's fumbled twice in the last two games? Do you know that he just has 44 rush yards in these last two games and his only two touchdowns are tush pushes, quarterback sneaks? This is when Josh Allen still had a chance to put himself in the MVP conversation, still had a chance to win his division, and messed it up both times. I just don't know why we don't tell the full story with Josh Allen, where when Mahomes doesn't come through, he gets criticized appropriately. When Lamar Jackson comes up short in certain individual spots, he gets criticized. When Dak Prescott, when Brock Purdy, when all of these quarterbacks mess up or fail in these big time moments, the criticism rains down from the heavens. Where is that energy towards Josh Allen when he's not good enough? The last two seasons, Buffalo has had the ball at the end of the game with the chance to go down the field and in Kansas City. Josh Allen came up short. And now this year, with no Patrick Mahomes, the team that should be the biggest benefactor, the team that should be doing the biggest jump for joy, should be Buffalo. They ain't good. Yesterday, they had a chance to win the game. They really did. I don't care about any of the plays that happened before. I watched it. You watched it. We'll see the ratings. 25 million people watched the game. We're all aware. They got dominated in the first half of the game. Philadelphia looked good. Looked really good in the first 30 minutes. And then they looked like Philadelphia in the second half. Philadelphia is the perfect 2025 team. Philadelphia could win the Super Bowl. They could get blown out in the first round of the playoffs. I have no clue if Philadelphia is good. I don't know if they're bad. Their quarterback sometimes will look like a guy who we argued was a top five quarterback last year. And then two separate times this season, he hasn't completed a pass and has zero passing yards in the second half of an NFL game. I don't even know how that's possible. I don't know how it's possible to not complete a pass in 30 minutes of playing football. I don't get it. So Buffalo has all the momentum. They're down 13-0 heading into the fourth quarter, and they look lifeless. And then Josh Allen, he did some Josh Allen things. Took him down the field, gave him an opportunity, and then he's calm, cool, and collected. I'm going for two. I grabbed my phone, and I was sitting there thinking, hey, if Buffalo wins this game, maybe we got to reconsider if we're giving the MVP award to Matthew Stafford, who has had a great season, but the MVP was the quarterback of the sixth seed in the NFC. That just don't feel right to me. I was ready to have a different conversation about Josh Allen if they had figured out a way to win. I'm sitting there watching the game with my friends, and I said, watch this Josh Allen roll out here. You knew what play they were going to run. We watched a lot of Buffalo Bills games these last couple of years. He has his number one wide receiver wide open. You have to make this throw. He didn't get hit. The ball didn't get tipped. He two-hopped it to his wide receiver. They lose the game. I don't want to hear about all of these other reasons. Buffalo lost yesterday because their quarterback wasn't good enough. Buffalo got eliminated last year in the postseason because their quarterback wasn't good enough. Buffalo got eliminated 2 years ago in the postseason because their quarterback wasn't good enough. Why are we so comfortable to tell this story when it comes to Mahomes, when he doesn't succeed, when it comes to Lamar Jackson, when it comes to Brock Purdy, when it comes to Dak Prescott, when it comes to all of these other guys? What has Josh Allen done that just gives him this measure of protection from criticism that other quarterbacks don't get? I don't understand. He wasn't good enough. And now we're heading into a postseason where he is quite literally, he could be the only quarterback with postseason experience. Aaron Rodgers might not be in the postseason. I don't know if Lamar Jackson's going to play anymore. I have no clue what Baltimore's quarterback situation. I don't know who their quarterback is right now. Is it Snoop Hundley? Is it Lamar Jackson? I don't know what's going on. He might be the only quarterback with any postseason experience. They just scored 13 points at home. That team's not going anywhere. I'm sorry. I know it's been an old Super Bowl or bust, and Josh Allen's got to come through, and they got the best quarterback in this. Stop it. Come on now. You've been watching this team. We've watched 17 weeks of Buffalo Bills playoff games. You think that team's going to the playoffs or Super Bowl? You think they're going to Super Bowl? No. No chance. They got to win three straight road games? Absolutely not. I just want us to be fair. I want us to be balanced. I want us to tell the accurate story about Josh Allen. He has not proven he's good enough. He hasn't. He has put up great numbers. He looks the part. Not once in his NFL career has he proven to us that he is good enough. And the one time that he did and he lost, he's still dining out on that story. The same way that Joe Burrow is still dining in on the one time he beat Patrick Mahomes in the postseason, Josh Allen is still dining on the "I almost out-dueled Patrick Mahomes one time." I'm sick of it, and somebody's got to tell the story accurately.
I was watching this game, and I'll tell you exactly what crossed my mind when Josh Allen fails to that throw. First and foremost, I thought, and we can talk about this for a second, going for two is the right call there, by the way. Me and you and the text line might differ. I 100% stood by the idea of going for two. You have a chance to win the game. It's essentially over. Josh Allen's battling a little bit of an ankle injury. Nothing he can't play through. Not an excuse making. Go for the win there. Go for the kill shot. I respect the decision to go for two. The exact thought that crossed my mind when he didn't make the play was, do you remember when in the playoffs last year, Baltimore went for two and Mark Andrews just dropped the ball?
And then the whole conversation was Lamar Jackson wasn't good enough.
I remember the text line the next day, because the Chiefs had a bye week that day. The text line the next day was, oh, Lamar falls short again in the playoffs. When are you guys going to learn? Mark Andrews had the ball in his hands and just
Mark Andrews is playing for BetMGM.
Yeah, just bad.
That's what he was doing.
At least Lamar hit the guy in the hands. Josh Allen hit the third row. He was wide open. And yet that wasn't the story today.
I guess one thing maybe people just didn't know how the sequencing. Why is anybody mad at Buffalo for going for two? They couldn't win the division at that point. They're a wild card team. Why wouldn't you go for two in that scenario? If they're still in the division conversation, or if that's like week five, I think that, especially at home, I think Buffalo kicks the extra point. I think they go to overtime. If you're eliminated from winning your division, and right now you're not in line to be the five seed because you lost the tiebreaker to the Houston Texans, sure, go for it. Especially when Philadelphia's defense had been playing on their heels the entire fourth quarter of the game. You gotta complete one pass. It's 1 2-yard play to go win the football game. So I don't have any problem with Buffalo going to try to win the football game in that scenario. Now, if you're Buffalo, you're guaranteed to make the playoffs. I don't really think seeding that matters that much. I don't think you're really playing for matchups. Like a lot of these teams that are playing for seeding, if I'm guaranteed a home game like some of these teams, or there's no way I can get a home game because I'm on the road, man, I'm resting my players and I'm taking this as a bye week. There's no reason for Buffalo to put Josh Allen out there. He's way too important. Why would you let Josh Allen get hit? Just take the bye week. Who cares? You go on the road, you got to play Jacksonville, or you got to play the Patriots. What does it matter?
And they're playing the Jets, too. Extra incentive to not Terrible. Get out there.
They're awful. They've lost their last four games by at least 23 points. I mean, I really want to root for Aaron Glenn. I mean, I don't want them to fire the black man after 1 year. I don't want that. But, I mean, it's hard for me to justify why you should keep your job. Your team's quit on you. You get beat a month of games by at least 23 points. I don't know if you can justify coming back next year. I don't know if you can look the owner in the face and say, hey, we're going to turn this thing around. Not with you here. Again, with Josh Allen, I just want to know why we're so afraid to tell the truth. He hasn't been good enough. I feel like we can do this with every other superstar. We can do this with Chris Paul. We can do this with James Harden. We can do this with Lamar Jackson. We can do this with Brock Purdy. We can do this with every player in American sports. But when it comes to Josh Allen, it's like, oh, man, I mean, we got to change the rule. I mean, it's not fair. Stop it. Buffalo hasn't won a Super Bowl because they're not good enough at quarterback in clutch situations. Josh Allen is really good in the second quarter when it's 14 minutes left. When Josh Allen has had to put a drive together or make a throw for Buffalo to go anywhere, he has never made that play in his NFL career. Not one single time. That's why Buffalo is where there is. And now, in a playoff that feels like it's wide open, and Buffalo has, if you do a draft right now of all the players that are going to the postseason, Josh Allen would be the number one overall pick. Then I'm sorry, you got to make that throw. If people think you're the best quarterback in the league, and right now I do think he's wearing that crown, and you're the reigning MVP, you got to figure out a way to complete that pass to your wide open number one receiver, and you can't three hop it to him the way that he did. So the boss man thinks that we should replay the Quentin Lucas interview from last week. Some of you didn't get a chance to hear it. It was our most requested. Everybody's texting me, when's the mayor coming back on? When's the mayor coming back on? I want to play it for you coming up on the other side. So Mayor Quentin Lucas came on the show after the announcement that the Chiefs were moving to Kansas. We'll play it for you next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with CDOT. Tune in as Nate Taylor of ESPN joins the show in studio every Friday at 4 on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. The Drive, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Before I play this conversation with the mayor, there's a Bills fan right now texting in that's very upset. CDOT, you're talking smack on Josh Allen because of the one play. He has done some incredible things this season with very limited resources. He is the most productive quarterback in playoff history, too. Look it up. How can you say he's never made that play once in his NFL career? Are you kidding me? You clearly haven't watched his career. That's irresponsible. Can I tell you guys how Buffalo's last two seasons have ended? You guys remember, they ended against Kansas City. Last year in the AFC Championship game, the Chiefs had a 32-29 lead. Buffalo had the ball with 3 minutes and 33 seconds left in the fourth quarter. This is your chance to go slay the king. Put one drive together. You got the ball with less than 4 minutes to go at Arrowhead. Go end Patrick Mahomes. Chiefs are playing for a three-peat. Go end them. Go in and be the villain. Buffalo wins 6 plays for 17 yards. Buffalo didn't get the ball to midfield before they got a turnover on downs. Don't talk to me about you have the most productive playoff quarterback and in the biggest drive of your life, your team doesn't get to midfield. I don't care how productive you were in the wild card round. How productive were you in the AFC Championship game? 6 plays, 17 yards. They had the ball for 1 minute and 39 seconds. How about the year before this? You remember this one? They were at home. Remember this game? They were at home. Remember Buffalo kept saying, man, we just can't wait to get Patrick Mahomes in our building. Taylor Swift flew to Buffalo, New York. She has never been to Buffalo, New York. You had a chance to beat the Chiefs in front of Jason Kelce, Taylor Swift. Remember Selena Gomez went to that game? It was like a who's who of people that you could have ended the Kansas City Chiefs right then and there. Wouldn't have been no three-peat. Kansas City once again had a field goal lead. It was 8:24 left in the fourth quarter. Buffalo at the crib. Remember how that game ended? With a missed field goal. You got to go put that ball in the end zone. Stop talking about how productive Josh Allen is. No, you haven't done it yet. We measure greatness by the quarterback position, about how good you are in January. That's how we do it with every other quarterback. Why is it different with Josh Allen? That's how we measure greatness with Lamar Jackson. You guys don't care how many MVP awards he wins. He hasn't done anything in the postseason. That's how we measure greatness with everybody. Josh Allen has never made a critical play in the playoff games that matter. So this year, in the postseason, I'm sorry, their quarterback's not good enough. last 2 weeks, he hasn't thrown a touchdown pass. It's always something. Oh, now they don't have enough receivers. Now it's this thing. No, maybe your quarterback's not good enough. That's my conclusion when it comes to Buffalo. So I'm sure they'll lose here in a couple of weeks. They'll lose to Houston, and they'll change some other rule to make sure that Buffalo can get another opportunity. Sick of it with Josh Allen. I really am. I'm sick of it with him. He's been doing this. He's been scamming us for years. So I wanted to play this. The boss man came in and said, hey, I think you should replay the mayor, Quint Lucas, when he was on the show. A lot of people out last week because of Christmas and all that stuff said you should play it again. You know, sometimes you got to listen to what the boss man says. So you guys remember a couple of weeks ago, right before the announcement, the mayor came on the show and was confident that they were not going to Kansas. Well, we obviously know how that story ended. Our conversation with the mayor started with, you were confident. What do you think happened? What do you think changed? What do you think led to the Chiefs moving across state line?
You know, I think, and I've heard some discussions on it coming from other sources and all that sort of stuff, which is that, you know, this negotiation with both states was going down to the wire. Late last week, you heard the Chiefs mention that too, that they were talking to us. We thought we were getting close on numbers. That's why, frankly, I have that confidence, because I was speaking as a man with the confidence of, I just talked to this person. But, of course, and something I knew the whole time, they were talking to Kansas as well. I think that on Monday morning, they were able to get some good things done. And as we heard, there was a whole lot of discussion about it over the weekend among the Hunt family. So that's how we got there. But I know we were, you know, pretty darn close with, I think, where our offer was.
Do you think that the Chiefs played Kansas against you? So it feels like in some ways, while the Chiefs were kind of dotting their I's and crossing the T's, they were just quite simply keeping the door open with Kansas City, Missouri, and Jackson County. Now that you think in hindsight, do you think that's the way this played itself out?
Somewhat, right? I mean, but I'm not going to be bitter about it. I'm a grown-up. We knew all along the way that they were continuing to negotiate with Kansas. I you know, would bump into different Kansas people talking about the competition ongoing. I think probably the more impressive part, you aren't about moral victories. I'm not either. But frankly, when you look at the amount of work, and people going to get on me for this, but, you know, the county executive, the former county executive, was recalled at the end of September. I remember I had a chat with the Chiefs, obviously, throughout this process, but around training camp last year, and I said, we're going to work our level best to make sure that we have, you know, a good offer and a good solution for you. And I think we were able to, with the new county executive, obviously the state of Missouri passed what it needed to. I think we got a lot together. So, look, we always knew there was a competition in terms of, are you getting played or are you not? Look, man, this is business and this is money. And that's why, you know, I'm getting a lot. I respect my haters who say, hey, you fumbled this, that, or the other. Yeah, at the end of the day, I think this has to do with the deal terms that were created. I think this has to do with a lot more of these details and the money than it does has to do with who they like best in government or, you know, which place has the more attractive 435 and I-70.
Was Missouri ever going to be in a position where they could match all of the things that Kansas could offer?
You know, I had a good chat with Governor Laura Kelly of Kansas yesterday, and, you know, I won't divulge the full conversation, but something she said to me, I don't think she would mind me sharing, is she's like, at the end of the day, it's kind of impossible for a county or a city to fight a state. And, you know, we have tools. I know everybody in my mentions, you know, the tools that Kansas City can get up to are probably at tops, a few hundred million dollars. At least in terms of this development, because, of course, for us, the challenge was you were working with Arrowhead as it existed, not Arrowhead in the middle of a downtown or Arrowhead in the middle of a lot of development. And so, you know, I think getting us to north of $1.5 billion all in with state, county, and city was pretty darn good. Frankly, it was about to be, had we won, I mean, just think about this level of incentive they got. Had the Missouri side won, it actually also could have been the largest incentive in the history of the National Football League for a stadium. Kansas then adds on about $700 million to almost $1 billion more on top of that. And as you might have described, and I won't be too technical, you look at a Starbond district that is not just the stadium and, you know, the restaurant across the street. It is potentially, at least in a current rendering, all of Wyandotte County, half of Johnson County. And I think probably where our misperception was we thought that, you know, Kansas was going to create this very narrow remedy. Instead, they basically did the equivalent of a countywide sales tax. Of course, it just doesn't require a vote.
I saw someone break this down. I mean, this coverage area is 293 square miles. That's a large portion of Kansas. And the only reason why it doesn't include Overland Park as Leawood is because you can't do it twice if they potentially get the Royals. Almost everybody in Kansas is going to end up paying for this thing.
No, I mean, and that's the reality of it. And I think that, you know, a lot of the chat over all these years, and I've been in my back and forth with people on this station and beyond, but as it has been as if, right, star bonds are like just some magical tool that isn't really at its core the same thing we're debating right now on the plaza, the same thing we debate everywhere, which is these are tax breaks. And these are tax redirections that are going from what could go to services for a community and are going to the teams. Now, look, yeah, and y'all can be like, Q, why are you being so inconsistent? I absolutely was one who believed in a county sales tax to help support the Chiefs, still do. And I'm someone who was doing a whole lot of work to redirect a bunch of Kansas City taxes that, had we won, were going to be in some ways painful. We're going to redirect the money that we were getting from Arrowhead today that otherwise, right, at the time was going to policing, to parks, to a lot of the other stuff. And so, you know, that is what happened. I think that, you know, my balance of it all was to say that I think there is a benefit to keeping the jobs, to all of that sort of stuff, but there's a real cost. And for Kansas City, just on the pure books of the cash transaction, the deal we were about to give away was probably going to mean that it was tax neutral at the end of the day, with the ability to hopefully get secondary benefit long term. And I think that's the deal that Kansas is trying to make right now. I hope they're able to make money out of it.
Right now, we're talking to the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quinn Lucas. I do want to break this up, and I want to talk more specifically about the Royals and the future of the Truman Sports Complex. I want to get there in a bit. And at least the tone that I got is Frank White caused a lot of this. I mean, he flat out called him a roadblock in the negotiations. Do you think that is fair in characterizing Frank White's role in all of this, that he was a roadblock in getting a deal ultimately accomplished in Missouri?
Yes, yes. I mean, that's accurate. And I'm not just trying to bag on him. Frankly, my transition once he got recalled was to say he goes back to being a Royals Hall of Famer and wish him well. And I still do, right? I'm a Christian. He is too. And I hope he has a good Christmas. That being said, I don't think the county executive, and everybody can tell you this, and everybody's known this, did not want a deal. Did not want to kind of do some of that work that could have helped us avoid this moment. And, you know, look, I'll take my licks or whatever, but, you know, at the end of the day, I remember being in some meetings way back when. I'm sitting across from Frank in one of them. We were with the teams, a whole lot of leadership, and he was being stubborn. I told everybody, Chiefs, Royals, representatives, I'll talk to Frank in a back room. We did. And he told me two things that are really interesting. The first thing he said, nothing fazes me. Have you ever been booed at home plate at Yankee Stadium? I'm like, well, you know, I have not. And the other thing he said was, he's like, you know, they just bullies. Let them leave. You know, I think he was playing with, you know, that strong position that he thought could be successful long term. Obviously, it wasn't. You know, we had disagreements. And I think Phil Lavota describes the situation correctly.
Right now, we're talking to the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quinn Lucas. At least the perception about Missouri is that it's difficult to get everybody on the same page. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they described the situation in Missouri, the plan, as good but complicated. Why do you think it has been so difficult to get everybody on the same page? Like, there has to be a common theme in this thing. I mean, Kansas City has just now lost the Kansas City Chiefs. St. Louis lost the St. Louis Rams. This is not the first time that St. Louis has lost an NFL team. There is a perception that it is difficult for Missouri to get all their ducks in a row. Is that true? Is that accurate?
You know, I don't know if that's like true. I will say this, right? In different states, you have different tools. Look, Quinn Lucas's dream world, and I wasn't getting elected governor before, and y'all probably not trying to vote for me now. Although if I did run, I'd be like, look, man, I'm gonna do the pro Kansas City thing, because what I suggested to some folks way back in 23, 24, why don't we just pass star bonds? Why don't we just copy the tool exactly? Right. I mean, you don't even have to like do work on it. Take whatever the state law thing is in Kansas and just put it here. Right. For any number of different reasons. And frankly, I get it, because there are probably some of your listeners and there are some people out in the world, which is, do we need to come up with more tools to give more taxpayer money away? And I think that's where the balance and the tension is. And that's why under the Missouri tax incentive plan, you had 50% funding from state government. In Kansas, you have 70% from state government, by the way. That, and so in Kansas City and in Jackson County, it's harder because you're trying to piece together more. You're actually trying to put in more from the cities and from the counties. And so for Kansas City, Missouri, let's say, it was a very different consideration than it is for, let's say, Lenexa or some of these other jurisdictions that have been mentioned in it. Because for Kansas to have the deal succeed, the state basically did it all for you. In Missouri, yeah, you are going to have to go to a city council. You are going to have to go through all these other steps to get it. I don't think it's because it's stubborn people who are all reckless and all of that. I think it's because you got different laws and you got to make sure you follow them. And that's why you saw, you know, the Clark Hunt talking about how in Missouri you had to talk to a mayor, a county executive, a governor, all those folks. Whereas in Kansas, you talk to one entry point when it gets it done. Missouri does need to think of a state law change that I think makes it more efficient.
All right. So I guess let's just start with this then. I'll give you a different opening Royals question. I think the average Kansas City and the average Jackson County person is, we lost. What do we now need to do to keep the Kansas City Royals? You are in the middle of these negotiations. You have the ability to have these conversations without the Jackson County representation. How does Kansas City, Missouri, how does Missouri keep the Royals on this side?
Well, I think, you know, the first step that was important, you do have your state tool. You probably talk to state partners to make sure that there are other tools you can enhance on incentives. I think we're in an active negotiation, so we're not giving away the whole thing. And then you look at, you know, certain Kansas City resources. But I will give you this, and this is where, well, frankly, you know, the Kansas number, it was big. It was big. It's why I kind of changed my narrative from feeling and emotion and legacy and all of that to, you know, we got beat by a higher number. Straight up, because basically everybody can do the math on what stadiums generate. And that's going to be the same largely in Missouri and the same in Kansas. The butts in the seats, all of that's just simple math. The question is, what can you do to build an increment around it? And what can you do with adjacent development? And that's why I think downtown is so exciting. What we need to do is continue to build up that number of how much can you potentially generate. This Starbonds tool is interesting. I mean, if the map is held valid, that you can just do a Starbond over half of Johnson County and basically, to a point, basically do a Jackson County sales tax type of tool, then you start to look at some different things with it. But, you know, I think we're building all of that. It is a math issue. That's why you have experts and consultants who do it. And in case y'all are wondering, you know, and I'm, again, I see the comments and all of that. This is not just like Q, Phil Avoda, and a guy from the Royals sitting in a room, you know, kind of eating pretzels and figuring out what the deal is going to be. You have experts, you have consultants, you have all of that. That has been a part of this throughout the process. You've seen that from both states. You're going to continue to see that. And I think that's how you can get a great deal done.
Q, I think when people hear this, I think they are confused by this part of it is, you know, I love a good relationship analogy. She likes you. You like her. Why are you guys not in a relationship? If you guys want the Royals in downtown Kansas City and they have communicated from day one, that is where they want to be. Why has there been so much challenges in trying to take this relationship to the next level?
I think that, you know, there are a few different things. First of all, they owe it to themselves to explore every opportunity, and the different opportunities that have presented themselves look good. I mean, of the three areas that have been talked about the most, each of them have great opportunities and great challenges, right? You're dealing with the Johnson County neighborhood issues where it seems like a whole bunch of people don't necessarily want them next to it. North Kansas City, you have unified site ownership and you haven't heard the community complaints. I think you have respectfully some infrastructure issues, the bridges. A whole lot of us live south of the river, frankly, in this market. And so how to get 80% of the fans back up there, I think, becomes a thing. Kansas City downtown, great site, beautiful, good collaboration, a little tight, and you hear that discussion. So each of those creates its different issue. Then you layer on, what development are you looking to do nearby? What is your tax generation? And it becomes a real thing. But that's why you keep talking, but frankly, that is why it takes time. If I could, I promise y'all, if I could write $1.5 billion check, like just straight up tomorrow, without looking at more numbers, all that sort of stuff, and say, here you go, I'd be down. But you know, we also, all of us in government, Kansas and Missouri, need to think about how are we paying for all the other stuff. And yeah, y'all may think the roads are raggedy and all of that. I got to pay cops. I got to pay firefighters. I got to make sure we're doing what the city needs. You do that balance every day. And that's why these jobs are somewhat challenging, particularly when you have a big ticket item like this.
When you were talking about getting a deal done with the Royals in 2026, is that going to require a public vote, or is there a way to get this done without a public vote?
It continues to be my view you can get a deal done in Kansas City, Missouri, uniquely of your Missouri side jurisdictions, just with legislative action. I mean that in so many words that you don't need a vote. That being said, because I have a whole set of people who have issues with that too, I don't mind the public. I think you need to have good public hearings and public bodies. I think that's right. I respect you, the people of our community. That being said, I think Kansas City can be the most efficient Missouri jurisdiction for doing something big. That's why, I'll be honest with you, that's why we inserted ourselves in the Chiefs chat. For those who don't know, which is 80% of my Facebook commenters, right, the lease is not with Kansas City, Missouri. It's with Jackson County. Kansas City is not the owner of the stadium, but I thought it was important we get in. We started talking about some cash. I think we helped bring the parties together more closely, and I think we darn near pulled a deal off. You know what? It's fine. You know, close don't matter, but that's why I think in the Royal situation, we will be able to get it done with the tools we have as the largest city in this region.
What is the future of the Truman Sports Complex? And I completely understand if there's no answer for this today. We still got 6 years to potentially figure that out. But, I mean, you've driven from St. Louis to back to Kansas City, and it is a nice welcome sign. It is a nice, you are in Kansas City. And looking over there and seeing the stadiums lit up right next to each other is a really cool thing. I mean, we are not that far away from not having either one of the two teams there and it just being an open land there. Have you guys begun the conversations for what does that area, what is that part of the city look like?
You know, I'll say once again, that's a Jackson County decision as the owner of the Truman Sports Complex. But obviously, I talked to the people, and if I had enough time, I'll tell you my full plan. Jackson County should issue an RFP for the Live Nation types of spots and others for a firm that would schedule events at Arrowhead Stadium and try to build out a financial model for events that are there. Currently, we already have bids underway for, I believe, 2031 Rugby World Cup. Women's World Cup after that, right? So first you look at the survivability of Arrowhead Stadium as a venue. If it is not survivable as a venue, then you look to how you can use the existing Jackson County sales tax to help fund the demolition, the one that currently goes to the teams, but obviously won't be needed for long-term maintenance. And then after that, you do an RFP for what redevelopment looks like. But yeah, you set your timeline, and what I don't think we should do in any way is just let them become eyesores on the side of the road forever. You owe it to the community because, you know, frankly, part of the problem was as factories closed over the last 40 years, you know, the road I used to take in Stadium Drive into the stadium, you had the old GM Leeds plant that had been closed since 1991, and it was sitting there basically just decaying for all those years. We finally tore it down 2 years ago, but it shouldn't have waited that long. You tear down the stadiums, you look for what the next step is, and you try to preserve what you can if you can't actually do the venue event sort of thing. But you look at a global firm, see if they can get it done, and if not, then you move on. But regardless, I think Kauffman Stadium will see the end of it. It'll likely be taken down. I think Arrowhead, you try to see if there's some good purposes you can use, particularly in kind of that international sports, soccer, football, all that sort of space realm.
I'll get you out of here with this. I hope you fully understand how broken people are going to be if they lose both the Chiefs and the Royals. Because I think a lot of people are going to be able to salvage it as long as the Royals end up in downtown Kansas City. It's certainly not going to be ideal. It's going to be different. But a lot of people are going to be able to wrap their minds around it if that's how it ends out. If you were telling people who have that pride in Kansas City, Missouri, that they got to drive to 119th and all and to the Legends, you are going to break people in a way that I'm not sure if they're ever going to be able to recover emotionally.
I think that's right. I mean, first, let me talk about the Chiefs. I'm 41 years old. I grew up when the Chiefs were the thing to watch. So Arrowhead is just that special for me. To the extent I was crushed, it's not about like being mayor and all of that. And people ask me legacy. Hopefully, right, and I believe we've done a lot of other stuff. I am proud of the soccer stadium and the redevelopment on the river, yada, yada, yada. But nonetheless, I think that is a real change, and it's a tough one. I get it. I feel it personally. On the Royals, I think in many ways that is not just something that would be disappointed, but like a missed opportunity. 81 nights a year where even if the Royals aren't getting a great draw, let's say they have a bad night of attendance of 12,000 people. Hopefully it's not. But 12,000 more people a night coming to downtown Kansas City, particularly from where it was 20 years ago, is the sort of thing that we just need to get done. That's why, as you know, and I know because we saw them during the last election, the people that, you know, are on some of the social media saying don't give any money to them at all, that's where that fight's going to exist. Because while I certainly deal with everybody in sports world is like, man, Q, you need to just sign the blank check and do it today, there's also the set of people who say give them nothing and all of that. I think the latter position is dumb. You want to have that sort of stimulus, even if you're giving a lot, even if you're not making any money directly off the Kansas City Royals, to get those people around, to get those people going to restaurants, that activity downtown, finally solving the downtown Kansas City thing. And I think it would make it safer because you'd have more activity. I think that's a game changer for Kansas City. That's why I'm probably working through Christmas, New Year's, all of that, to make sure we have our ducks in a row to get it done. And I will say, importantly, the governor of Missouri is a Republican. Phil LaVoe is a Democrat, but kind of more of a Jackson County one. I'm your city Democrat, right? We're going to work together across the aisle, across different institutions, to make sure we get something great done.
That was our conversation last week with the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas. We'll certainly have him on the show in 2026, hopefully when there's news about what the future looks like for the Kansas City Royals. Coming up on the other side, we're going to continue to play stories that I loved in 2025. I'll tell you the next one. Keep it locked in on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, we are going to spend the next couple of days. These are our last 2 shows of 2025. We are going to go back and revisit some of our favorite stories from throughout the year. Now, a lot of you call me a scaredy cat and say that I don't have my man card, and that's perfectly fine. I remember the last time that I rode a roller coaster. I was 9 years old. When I was coming up, you know, I didn't travel a whole lot in my early years. Traveling was going to St. Louis. And we used to go to Six Flags out there. There was a ride out there. It was called the Mine Train. And I got on the Mine Train, and it traumatized me. It terrified me. It ruined my life. I've not been on a roller coaster since then. So what about, no, that's a roller coaster. I've never been on it before. The only ride even close to that that I will get on is the Monsoon. I don't even know if the Monsoon is still open at Worlds of Fun, but that's an easy one. It goes up, it goes down, there's one turn, there's no thrills. I don't mind getting on the Monsoon. That's it. I'm not getting on any of those other, no, I don't have any interest in it. You guys remember this story? Because you guys were like, oh man, you should get on it. Absolutely not. I'm not getting on any of those things.
For the fifth time since it opened last month, a roller coaster at Cedar Point got stuck, leaving riders stranded. It happened again over the weekend. The Siren's Curse roller coaster stopped at the top of its 160-foot tall lift hill. Riders forced to walk down the tracks. Thankfully, everyone got out, got down safely. The park says problems with the coaster's safety system are to blame.
Hey, y'all got it, man. You want to know a position in life I never want to be in? I never want to be in a position where I got to walk down the Mamba. Something went tragically wrong if that happens. I don't want to be in a position where I'm stuck on the roller coaster. I've been to Worlds of Fun. I've seen people walk down the Mamba before. I've seen it where you're stuck for 30, 40 minutes. That would never happen to me because I wouldn't be in this situation. I'm not getting on it. Everybody in life has a role, and I know what my role is. My role is to hold your bag or your coat while you go get on the roller coaster. You guys know that little diner at Worlds of Fun, right at the base of the Mamba? I spent a lot of time in there holding people's coats, holding people's jackets, messing around on the phone. I'm not getting on that nonsense. No. I'm not going up there. Five times? You're telling me that you know that this ride, there's a chance it could stop in the middle of it and you continue to go on there? Absolutely not. That's not anything I will ever endorse. That's not something I can support on this show. In fact, I want them to ban roller coasters. I don't think anybody should be allowed to get on those death traps. Stay far away from it as possible. Now, you guys know on this show, we try to update you on a lot of things. When there's stadium news, we try to update you. When there's breaking news in basketball or baseball or football, we try to update you. We also try to update you on what's going on at America's favorite restaurant.
Hello, Lobster Nation. Demola here. We dropped our new seafood boils, and you guys really, really, really showed up. We appreciate all the love and all the excitement. Also, we heard you in the comments. You want even more heat? You want even more flavors. So we're turning it up with your choice of original, spicy, and extra spicy. Me, I'm going with the extra spicy and adding a new flavor as well, Old Bay and Parmesan. Want to add sausage? We've got you. You can do it all now at Red Lobster. And finally, shout out to the teams, our servers, managers, chefs, and operators who were able to make all of these changes happen in just 1 week. Stay hungry, keep commenting, and we'll keep cracking.
This is what I want for your life. I want one day, I want your little one to come up to you. And I want your little one, 6, 7 years old. And you telling your kid right now that they can be anything that they want to be. I want your little one to come up to you and I want him to say, Mommy, I want to be an executive chef at Red Lobster. And I want you to look at your little one and I want you to say, that's the best thing you can possibly be. You're feeding America. You don't need to go to high school anymore. You know what you want to be. Drop out, go to the best culinary schools that America has to offer, and put your kid on the path to be an executive chef at Red Lobster. There would be no higher honor. There really isn't a higher honor. I wish I could go back. People always ask me, hey, Carrington, what would you be if you weren't on the radio? I normally tell them PR. Like, I think most of the companies that we follow are really bad at PR, and I think they just need general common sense. That I think I have general common sense. If I could come back, if reincarnation is a thing, I want to come back as the head chef at Red Lobster. That's what I want to come back. You telling me I can play with endless shrimp and just come up with... Rob, that's what I really should have got you for Christmas. Now in hindsight, you were so worried about going to 1587 Prime when Red Lobster is sitting right there in front of you. That's where you should have gone. That's what you should have done. That's where you and your wife should have gone to eat. Red Lobster. Endless shrimp. Shrimp fest. Shout out to Red Lobster. I wish them nothing but success in 2026. America's favorite restaurant.
I just can't get over the fact that, I mean, first off, credit to them. Like, they changed the menu. They basically just added one generic seafood item and people went crazy.
Because it's not generic. That's the problem. It's not generic.
A seafood boil is generic.
No, it's not. I've had a seafood boil before. Great. And Red Lobsters? Oh, my goodness. Fine dining. Fine cuisine. That's what it is. Fine cuisine. You're going to tell us at some point today how you got a chance to go to 1587 Prime. Because it didn't come from me. You had a reservation for Friday at 7 o'clock, and you didn't use it. So you went, and it wasn't on the time. I saw the picture. We need to figure this out, how you were able to secure this on your own, Rob. We still haven't gotten all the answers. That's the most important news story. To hell with what's going on at Red Lobster. All of a sudden, you couldn't get a reservation. Next thing I know, I'm on the Instagram stories, and I see your wife with the little burning cocktail going on over there. And I'm sitting there wondering, I didn't help in this search.
I've also been invited back. I got a special card.
Oh, my goodness.
I might be the one on this show with the juice going for it, buddy. Just throwing it out there.
Next time, whenever somebody has to take a picture with me, I'm just going to be like, oh, that's my friend. Then I'm just going to have you hold the camera. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not even going to acknowledge that you work on the show either. I'm not going to do that anymore. Coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Mitch Holtz's voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. That's coming up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.